You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For a while, this show was popular on cable.
Right now, I have about 15 dogs and 9 cats.
I can't open it!
I'm horrified.
I'm gonna have to call somebody to pull you out of there!
I don't think I'm a hoarder.
Hoarders, a show about people who just can't stop hoarding things in their homes. Bathrooms, kitchens, living rooms are piled high with paper, dishes, clothes, food. Doors can't open. Sometimes there are too many animals in the house. People with hoarding disorder put themselves, and sometimes others, in danger. The TV show resolves the issue with a lot of drama and tears, and the problem, at least what the viewer sees, is all taken care of in one or two episodes. But life doesn't work that way. And for a long time, there just wasn't a lot of help available for people with hoarding disorder. As part of our ongoing Minding Michigan series, Michigan Radio's Mark Brush tells us about a group in Washtenaw County that was one of the first in the country to help hoarders.
Dave French is built like a football player. He's quick with a laugh. He just spent about 45 minutes helping a woman sort through papers, magazines, and clothes. She struggles with depression, and her landlord has been on her to clear the clutter. French says when he first met her, things were a lot worse.
The door couldn't open. We couldn't walk at all through here. We couldn't go this way.
French works with a group called the Washtenaw County Hoarding Task Force. As he leaves the woman's apartment, he calls out a few reminders to her.
Just clear out the papers, throw them in a box, and you got your doors.
He helps all kinds of people. Some are down on their luck. Some are quite wealthy. He's helped people find expensive jewelry they've misplaced. He even helped one woman discover an account full of cash she didn't know about.
Pat, did you realize you have $500,000? Oh, great. Now about that old coffee maker, we gotta make sure...
French says he feels like he can give people a little bit of reassurance that someone is on their side when it feels like no one is on their side.
Hi, I'm Lori.
Nice to meet you.
Lori Latumsky is a social worker. She helped start the task force more than a decade ago. She's here visiting a new client at her apartment. The client wants to go by her initials, so we'll call her RS. She's worried revealing her hoarding issues could affect her job. When we walk in, there are boxes and stacks of things everywhere.
I'm a rubber stamper, so a lot of this stuff is rubber stamping stuff, mm-hmm. making cards and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
RS says she's been getting letters from her landlord. Letters saying she needs to clean up the piles of stuff in her kitchen. There are piles of paper covering the kitchen counters and the stove. A friend insisted she call the task force.
So basically you want help with the kitchen, or you want somebody who can then help you with other areas as well?
That'd be helpful to have
somebody help you
organization with my stamp stuff.
Okay.
Latumsky says she'll have a volunteer come in to help. And then RS will make piles of things to keep, recycle, or throw away.
The volunteer then would take everything that would go to donation.
Okay.
Or to trash with them when they left.
Oh, wow.
So you'd only have the keep stuff left.
Wow.
Okay? And then...
It's just amazing.
Well, they do that so that, you know, you don't have those second thoughts mm-hmm. and kind of worry about it and think about it.
RS says her sister has been helping her cut down on clutter.
Well, and you guys should get to be sisters. Not just do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right, when you have time, you should
right.
be able to do sister stuff.
Right.
Latumsky writes down some information and tells RS she'll call her to set up an appointment. RS says she didn't think she'd be able to find help like this.
I was so surprised. I was just like, wow, help I need.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
You hang in there.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We get in the car and head out. Latumsky says RS's situation is pretty typical. No major safety issues, no mold or mildew. She has pathways to all her doors and windows. She just has a lot of stuff.
And people with hoarding disorder aren't disabled and they're not stupid. Right? You know, they read magazines, they watch TV, they know this is not the standard. But for some reason, they're comfortable there. For whatever reason that is. I mean, they frankly don't know that I don't go home and crawl in my window.
She says people have many different reasons that drive them to hoard. It can be mental illness or trauma or an emotional connection to stuff they inherited from a family member. Latumsky says so far they've helped 237 people with hoarding disorder. And the Washtenaw County Task Force has inspired other cities and counties in Michigan. Grand Rapids has a task force up and running now. And other cities and counties are trying to start them. Tumsky says it's not always smooth. Progress can be slow and frustrating. Sometimes they discover disturbing things like dead animals. And sometimes people lose their motivation to change. But Latumsky says she gets so much more back than she gives.
And a lot of these folks don't have family and other people, and they don't fit the mental health system or they don't fit the senior population, but they now know there's somebody they can touch base with. And that makes a huge difference in their world, and frankly, ours too.
She says the task force can make people safer in their own homes and give them some of their power back. For Stateside, I'm Mark Brush.